When I launched the Unjaded podcast, I got some feedback asking me for a cheat sheet about human design. How could I make it easier? So this episode contains your cheat sheet, the way that you can actually start to learn your human design in a way that makes sense for you.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
Brace yourself. Are you ready for this? The cheat sheet for human design, the thing you've been waiting for. Here it comes. There is no cheat sheet. That's the cheat sheet. There is no cheat sheet. Human design is an experiment. It's your experiment. And the only way to learn is to really live your human design. It's like learning a new language as you start to dig into the world of human design. And I know that it feels overwhelming because I was overwhelmed too. I get it. You know, I had 2 human design readings and I still didn't really understand human design. Now, I think that that might be the style of reading that I have or the reader that I chose, but it's not an uncommon experience. I hear that from a lot of people before they come into my world. You know, they'll come into a reading with me and they'll go, oh my gosh, now I get it. I've had other readings before, but I still didn't get it. So again, I invite you to consider that human design is all about the nuances. There's so much more to your human design than just discovering your type and strategy. That's a great place to start. And we're going to unpack some of that in this episode. I promise you, I will give you some tips for using your human design. And I even have a special download for you that I'll talk to you about as well. But the first thing you're going to do is you're going to download your human design chart. If you're familiar with the chakra system, if you've learned about the chakra system or used it in your life at all, that's going to help you a little bit because when you look at the human design body graph, it follows that same pattern. There's a couple of extra centers along the sides, but you can see that it kind of resembles the pattern of the chakra system. So that will help you to give you a little bit of understanding as to what the centers are. I'm also going to pop a download into the show notes that is going to label the centers for you. So that'll give you a little bit of a start as we go through this podcast. So your human design experiment invites you to come back to yourself. It's the soul of who you are, or like the blueprint that you came here with. For real, it's the blueprint. It shows us your circuitry, what runs your life. It's like the circuit board of your life. What energies run your life? We see your purpose, the character you play in the movie that is your life. We see the movie that your life is. We see how you'll play in relationships, your voice, your tone, your message, who your message will land with, how you're designed to work, rest, and play, and so much more. Like, it's everything in this blueprint. And you have to remember that however long you've been on the planet, you've been conditioned away from all of this. You've been conditioned away from yourself. Human design is the invitation to come back. It blends astrology, quantum physics, the chakra system, Kabbalah, which is the tree of life, and the I Ching. It's a very, very powerful, esoteric, and scientific. Human design is science and it's art. And that's the thing when you're having a human design reading, you really need to choose someone who brings the art of reading to life. Because if you just get the facts, it's really hard to land. Whereas if you can come into a conversation with someone in your reading and really start to unpack the ways that you've been conditioned away from yourself and really start to have those light bulb moments where it's just making sense to you, then you'll be able to take that and actually live it in your life. That is the power of human design, is when you actually start living it. So many of the women that I work with, the first time they come in and have a reading, they cry because it's the first time that they have truly felt seen. They feel like in the rest of their lives, they're wearing this mask, or, you know, they're showing up in different relationships, being whoever that person needs them to be. I work with a lot of second lines, and second line beings, especially in their businesses, they don't know what it is that they do. They can't put into words their genius. They can't put into words what they're good at. They just flow through life, you know, and their gifts are called out of them from time to time, but they can't see their own gifts. And then we sit in a reading and we look at their gifts as it's laid out in their human design chart. It brings them to tears because they're like, oh my God, I feel seen. Now I feel seen. So it's only after, well, it's not only after a reading, but after a reading is where the real work begins. So I invite you, if you're contemplating your human design, to not think of a reading as your end goal, to not think of a reading as the last step in your journey. It's really the first step in your journey. Because after you have a reading, you're going to really start to live your design. And that's where the reward is in living your design. That's the cheat sheet. It's not about having a cheat sheet to refer to, because human design isn't a personality test. It goes so much deeper than that. And you got to give yourself some grace as you're unpacking your design. You know, I remember when I was first learning human design, it took me so long to remember the names of the centers. I would get the G center and the will or the ego center mixed up all the time, because it's like a split. You can consider it a split in the heart center. And I would get it mixed up so often, and I felt so stupid. And then it seemed like I just got the centers down pat. I was in human design school, so it's different for me. I had to learn not only my own, but for everybody. And I just got the centers down pat. And then it was time to learn the gates and channels. And there's 64 gates and 36 channels. So it was a lot to have to put on my brain. And again, yours is to learn your own design, or to live your own design more than live it. There's no fast track to doing that. You know, society wants us to do everything faster, but human design really doesn't work that way. It's not like looking at your strengths finder and saying, okay, my number one is futuristic, my number two is deliberative, my number three is, you know, whatever it is, and I can stand in that. It's not like that. It is, where have I been conditioned away from myself? Where does my open head center lead me to always think that I don't know enough? Where does my open heart center cause me to think that I'm not valuable or worthy? Where does my open emotional solar plexus mean that I people please and I conflict avoid? How do I stand in my defined sacral energy? How do I actually respond to things that are happening? Because I have no idea how that even happens. How do I really use my intuition to speak from? My spleen center is connected to my throat. What does that sound like? How do I use the gifts of who I'm here to be to help the people that I'm here to help in my life? And there's no quick and dirty for that. There's no cheat sheet for that. This is your life. It's awakening the pieces of you that have been dormant for, in many cases, forever. And you'll only do that through a slow exploration and deeply living into your design. Your life experiences are going to kick you around, and that's when you lean into your design the most. Once you've had a reading or coaching or whatever it is that you're choosing, but once you've had a reading, you become really aware of where, you know, you get in readings with me, you get little mantras or little things to keep you on track in your openness, and little things to stand in your definition, little things that you can come back to. So, you know, life throws you around, you have a curveball, and you go into self-blame, or you go into emotional eating, or you go into cocooning away. Why is that happening? That's the gift of human design. Why is that happening? And is it a healthy expression, or is it a way that you're letting yourself off the hook? Or is it a way that you're punishing yourself? And how can we bring you into the highest expression of your design every time that you get caught in the low pieces? How can we bring you back to you? How can we come back to who you are here to be? That is when it's the juiciest. That is the juice in your human design, is actually in the living of it. But like I said, I will post a link to a graphic that you can grab, and it'll have the centers labeled. So what I would suggest is that you go and download your human design chart, and I put the link into the show notes for that for you. Go and download your human design chart and then label the centers. Because as we go through this podcast, you know, you're going to hear me say things that aren't going to make any sense, or that are going to cause confusion depending on what your design is. But trust me when I say that the more times you hear them, the more they'll land for you. The more times you hear about me talk about that third line profile, someday, maybe 6 months from now, you're going to all of a sudden be like, oh, now I get it. That's how that plays out in my life. Or when I talk about your undefined sacral center, something's going to happen. You're going to be like, oh, that's what she was talking about. You know, and don't just listen to me. Listen to all of the human design sources. There's so much good information out there. Just don't let your open head center get carried away with needing all of the information and never applying it. That's the gift. That's the invitation, is to really apply the information that you're learning. You know, we only really absorb about 20% at most of what we're hearing, seeing, reading. So take what you can. Take the 20% that's for you in every episode of Unjaded, in every blog post that I write, in every Instagram post that you see about human design. Take the little percent that's for you that you can grasp onto, and let the rest go. It will come when you're ready for it. Human design is really a path that takes years to uncover. Years. You know, I'm 4 years in. all of the levels of human design certification, a human design mastermind, a human design family coach certification, and I'm still learning about my own design. There are times where I will journal for 2 hours on a specific gate in my design because a life experience has kind of tossed me into the message of that gate. So that's what you get to do once you understand the basics of your design. So I guess I'm just saying, hang in there. This is the path. The path is really living your design. The shortcut is this: do the work. That's the shortcut. Live and breathe the work of coming home to yourself. Remember who you are. That's the call of Unjaded, and that's the invitation of human design. Are you up for it?